A recent visitor to Ireland, remember those, was Siberian pianist and composer Xenia Pastova-Bennett, who along with Ligeti Quartet came to Dublin to launch their new album at this year's New Music Dublin. With her, Pastova-Bennett brought the makings of a magnetic resonator piano, an electromagnetic add-on, which was fitted to the National Concert Hall's Steinway piano for the show. The composer, along with piano wrangler Julia Morrow, plugged in the device for Culture File's Louise McMahon to explain how it makes playing the piano more like playing the violin and how its sounds might help to deal with anxiety.
The Steinway D Concert Grand that we are looking at right now, so this is here in-house, but the rest of the mechanism was brought over in two suitcases from London and then installed very early this morning by Julia.
Setting up this piano takes about 3 hours, and it involves placing magnets on top of each string. These magnets are connected to some amplifier boards that live inside the piano, and these amplifier boards are the ones that take the signal and can feed it through the magnet with enough power to excite the string.
On a regular grand piano, of course, we're kind of fixed and trapped in a way to a grid. We have our chromatic keys, the black and white keys, and we can't really play in the cracks between them, even though we may wish to. Unlike a string player, they can do all sorts of fantastic pitch bends and glissandi. But on the magnetic resonator piano, I can do that, so I can show you now. So if I play, let's say, a black key, a B flat, by playing the key to the right and to the left, the white keys, I can create a sort of an oral illusion of a pitch bend. So it allows me to have that smooth kind of transition of sound, as opposed to just playing it as I would on a regular piano. And then some of the other exciting effects would be harmonic sweeps. So I'm able to activate the different components of each string. So, you know, when we play a note on a piano, it's not really just one sound we hear. If we listen very carefully, we'll hear all the kind of different components of it, the harmonic partials, the whole spectrum. So I'm able to bring these out, again, similar to what a string player can do, a violin player or a cellist. So, for example, if I take a low F natural on the magnetic resonator piano, if I play that key very gently, repeatedly, kind of tickle it, give it a little tickle, it will give me the different harmonics. So that's a very beautiful evocative sound, and I use that quite a lot in my music. Finally, another effect that we can do, which is really exciting, is we can crescendo or grow a note from absolutely nothing. And again, that's something we cannot do on a real piano. We're kind of bound by principles of attack and decay. If I play a chord, for instance, on a regular piano, it starts to decay immediately after I strike it, and there's really nothing I can do. I mean, I can maybe shape that decay with pedal, but I can't really extend it beyond its natural duration. But with this mechanism, what I can do is I can fade it in and then grow the sound. And again, that's really exciting for a pianist who's so used to doing things a certain way and then discovering this amazing stuff. It's just so wonderful. The project grew very organically, very naturally, just through improvising with the instrument. And I started coming up with kind of etudes and sketches for pieces just to help me come to terms with what I can do with this amazing mechanism. And then gradually these pieces of music appeared and kind of grew by themselves.
When you were playing, it was soothing. And then when the Ligeti Quartet chimed in, it became anxious and then back to soothing. And I was wondering if you have a musical relationship with anxiety.
What an amazing question. That's really interesting because I am very, very interested in anxiety and in performance anxiety and also generalized anxiety. And as another hat that I wear, I'm also a trained yoga teacher and I deliver workshops on what I call befriending anxiety, where we use simple movement, breath, and focus exercises to kind of understand and start coming to terms with those feelings and sensations. I think indirectly, I do meditate. I have a daily meditation practice. And I suppose, I mean, I don't want to make any grand claims, but I think, of course, it does kind of filter through what I do in terms of my life and the music I make. So perhaps there are glimpses of calm and also the kinds of sounds that this amazing instrument can produce, these sustained, beautiful kind of shimmering sounds. They can be very evocative and very calming, but also at the same time, it can be very powerful. So maybe that also feeds into this idea of anxiety, calm, energy, soothing, and changing kind of shimmering soundscapes.
Zania Pastova-Bennett there talking to Louise McMahon. The album Atomic Legacies is officially released on April 6th and is available for download from Diatribe Records and via Bandcamp. And if you've never bought any music from Bandcamp.com, now is a great time to start. That way, lockdown musicians are far more likely to quickly feel the benefit than when you stream their music. Just a thought.